The Israeli military's bulldozers demolished several Palestinian homes, as well as three animal barns in the village of Fasayl in the northern Jordan Valley. They published a statement that the houses were in Area C, and Palestinians were not allowed to live there. The homes belong to Palestinian families whom live off raising livestock, and this was not the first time they faced demolition for the same reason. Palestinian popular resistance committees reacted to the demolition, saying Israel is attempting to uproot all Palestinians in the area.
We believe that what happened in the Jordan Valley yesterday was another attempt to ethnically cleanse the area of Palestinians, as the Jordan Valley is one of the most important places in Palestine, making up 29% of the West Bank.
Analysts and experts say Israel is trying to take over the region to reap military and economic benefits.
Israel is trying to ethnically cleanse the Jordan Valley for two reasons. The first one is to control the eastern borders of Palestine, and the second reason is to control the breadbasket of Palestine, as they rely on the Jordan Valley for agriculture.
10,000 Palestinians live in the area, which is located near the borders with Jordan. Out of the population, 5,000 live in the northern valleys, usually in tents and houses made of tin, as Israel prohibits the construction of actual homes for the Palestinians.
Despite the continued forced displacement of Palestinian population and the demolition of their housing and infrastructure by the Israeli forces, Palestinians here say they will continue to resist and build all demolished houses on this land, which belongs to their ancestors. Hamad Hamail for Press TV, occupied Ramallah.